The Chemical Reporter.
Hello, this is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Our current question is from Ivan in Larnaca, Cyprus. He would like to know, what makes steel stainless? Let's take a normal kitchen pot made of steel. Steel consists mainly of iron, and iron has an unpleasant characteristic. It rusts. For example, if you don't dry it after washing up, reddish-brown rust spots will appear after a while. The iron oxidizes. It reacts with the water and oxygen in the air, forming a new substance on its surface, iron oxide. At first, it's only a thin layer, yet the rust does not stop at the surface. It eats its way through. It literally gnaws away at the iron. This is known as corrosion. If you would leave the pot in this state, a rusty fate, in a few hundred years, there would be not much left. It would wind up like the weapons and tools made of iron approximately 3,000 years ago. In such excavations, you only find bits and pieces. But times have changed. In the meantime, pots and cutlery are made of stainless steel. While being manufactured, a compound is created by adding another metal to the steel, chrome. This alloy process is known as being united from the Latin word ligare. This partnership is very useful for steel, as air and water hardly affects the chrome. It is not destroyed like iron through corrosion. Through the chrome alloy, the steel becomes stainless. On its surface is a fine layer made of chrome oxide that is 100 to 1,000 times thinner than a human hair. Through this chrome oxide layer, the steel no longer comes directly in contact with air and water, which protects it against rusting. The pot made of stainless steel always stays shiny even after many years. For knives and tools, steel is used that not only contains chrome, but also vanadium or molybdenum. This makes the steel harder and protects it even better against corrosion. So there is a good chance that in 3,000 years, people will still find well-preserved metal objects in their excavations. Okay, I don't want my thoughts to get too rusty, so I'm gonna go out and get some exercise. Be well until next week, and remember, listen up. Looking forward to you next time. This is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.